Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Sorry, according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against all that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. I invite the confraternity please stand. So, Father Dennis, it is my great pleasure to present to you our confraternity. They have traveled together. They have in a spiritual journey over the last couple of years. They have attended sessions monthly. For 2 years, they've attended retreats, they performed service projects together, and of course, in the last few months, they migrated to online. And through all of this pandemic, their faith has endured. So I believe, and we all believe, that they are ready to be confirmed.
Thank you, Camilla. So you can be seated now. So that was a very nice thing you said, the last thing you said. And through all this, their faith has endured. And that's what confirmation really is. It's a good summary of confirmation. To this morning, you're going to receive the gift and the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. And going back to the gospel this morning, I want to ask, well, all of us need to ask ourselves, and not just the people about to be confirmed, what are your foundations in life? When everything falls about you and everything is collapsing all around you and you're going through a difficult time, what do you rely on? What are your foundations? We all need a solid foundation in our life. And unfortunately, many people today don't seem to have that. Any little problem, any little difficulty, they're in turmoil, they can't cope. I can only describe to you what my foundations are. And my foundation is, like the gospel says, it's built on the Lord. No matter what happens, I never seem, thank God, lose trust or faith in the Lord. Because I know that ultimately, He never lets me down. He never lets me down. Just in the gospel this morning, there another part of that gospel this morning, they're talking about people who worship idols. It also comes across in the first reading. And some of us in our lives, we worship idols. But what are maybe, ask yourself, do you have any idols in your life? Are you guilty of idolatry? And you might say, well, no, I don't worship any false god. But do you worship money or success or celebrity or something that is passing? It doesn't last. It can disappear overnight. And we all need a firm foundation in our life. And oh, we need that at this time more than ever. And in the psalm this morning, we'd finish on that because it's good to finish on a positive note, a very positive note. How can I repay God for all his goodness to me? How can I thank God enough? And I often say to myself, eternity will not be long enough for me to thank God for all the blessings he's given to me in my life. Now, does that mean that I had a problem-free life? No, I'm not a freak. I'm human. So because I'm human, like you, I too had to deal with problems and difficulties in my life. And that's part of life. But how can I thank God for all his goodness to me? And just pause for a moment and look at yourselves this morning. You're sitting here, you're comfortable, you're in probably not everything is wonderful in your life, but who has everything in their life that is wonderful? And when we're here in the beautiful state of California, and look at just look up at the hills and all the smoke up there. Now we might complain about the smoke, but go up to Oregon, a bit further upstate, and look at what's happening to people. You see it every evening on the news. People, everything devastated. Everything they have and possessed, their homes and everything in the home, just gone. Just totally gone. Look at the lives that have been lost. And then you go further afield, you look at what's happening in Greece, in Lesbos, the terrible fire there, and those poor people, refugees, homeless, living and sleeping on the side of the road. Do we not have anything to thank God for? And so, you know, really, it's sinful, I think, to complain. It's sinful. The gospel says, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will be saved, or by saved means is doing my will. But he who listens to what I'm telling him and puts it into action. So I want you to be apostles, especially you who are being confirmed this morning, to be apostles of peace in the world, to be bearers of goodwill to people. Never let anger or resentment or bitterness take hold of you. It's so easy. And not only does it ruin your life, but it ruins the people living with you too, because you're not a source of joy or a source of peace. And we see that too happening so much today out there all around us. People seem so angry. Don't become one of those. Live the way God wants you to live, peacefully, and taking life as it comes, one day at a time. And whatever happens, never lose your trust and your faith in God. Have that firm foundation so that when the storms come and the winds are blowing and everything is devastation, you'll hold firm. You'll hold firm. So now we're